It's Tuesday, June the 22nd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Rice's hardline speech and COVAX supplies run low. First, the world in brief. Iran's president-elect Ebrahim Raisi took a hard line in his first press conference since winning a rigged election. He said he would refuse to meet President Joe Biden and that nuclear talks would continue only so long as they were in Iran's, quote, national interest. He did, however, raise the possibility of resuming diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia after 5 years without them. The World Health Organization warned that COVAX, its vaccine-sharing program, is running out of supplies. COVAX has so far delivered 90 million doses to 131 countries. But more than half of eligible countries do not have sufficient supplies, and some have run out altogether. Africa is of particular concern. As cases surge across the continent, less than 2% of people have been vaccinated. China's central bank instructed several banks and firms, including Alipay, the country's biggest mobile payments platform, to identify clients trading in cryptocurrencies and block related transactions. The announcement, which sent Bitcoin's value tumbling, is part of a wider crackdown on cryptocurrencies. Yesterday, authorities shut off electricity to Bitcoin miners in several provinces. Around half the world's Bitcoin mining occurs in China, but that share is falling. Australia said it would, quote, strongly oppose any ruling by UNESCO to list the Great Barrier Reef as being, quote, in danger. UNESCO claims that climate change and Australian inaction are threatening the World Heritage Site. Its draft proposal could be ratified in July. Australia reckons that Chinese influence is behind the action and that its protection efforts have been overlooked. The European Union slapped more sanctions on Belarus over its hijacking of a passenger plane last month to detain Roman Protasevich, a journalist. The bloc agreed to impose travel bans and asset freezes on 8 companies and 78 individuals. The new measures target the country's main export sectors. America, Britain, and Canada followed suit. ExxonMobil will trim 10% of its American workforce for each of the next 3 to 5 years, according to Bloomberg News. In a separate plan, the oil supermajor last year announced 14,000 jobs cuts globally by 2022. Meanwhile, the company is reckoning with its carbon output. A month ago, activist investors installed 3 directors on Exxon's board in order to push for aggressive emissions cuts. Pedro Sanchez confirmed his intention to pardon the 9 politicians who were jailed for sedition after organizing an illegal referendum on Catalan independence in 2017. Spain's prime minister hopes that the pardon will quell further agitation for secession in Catalonia, though opposition to it is widespread elsewhere in the country. The pardons will be sent to the cabinet for approval on Tuesday. And fact of the day. Whereas in 2000, Europe was home to 41 of the world's 100 most valuable firms, today it has just 15.